And today, I'm thinking about those bedding plants you might have put out last week and how they might have been worried to death by slugs and snails. It's a predicament for any gardener, especially if, like me, you're organic and you don't like using chemicals. And those little blue pellets, while effective at bumping off the mollusks, are also effective at poisoning pets and wild animals, so a lot of us like to steer clear of them. That means you've got to look for other means. Sharp sand and grit around plants sometimes works, but it's not hugely effective. What does work for me, often, is copper tape, which you can get sticky copper tape to put round the rim of a pot, for instance, and by growing a hosta, for instance, in a large terracotta pot with copper tape round the rim, you're raising it up from the ground so it gets a bit more out of the way of them. And also, apparently, when slugs and snails cross copper tape, they get a small electric shock. I've never managed to ask one if it were true, but it's worth having a go. Nothing 100% effective except going out in early evening and picking them up as they make their forays. It's great fun, you know, lobbing snails over the fence into next doors. Now, I didn't say that. And anyway, their homing instinct brings them back. It's true. Snails can walk about 4 miles. Takes them a while, though. Good luck.